أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we start with today's khutbah, we'd just like to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That indeed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Holy Quran, at the time of the calamity, of any calamity for that matter, but especially the calamity of losing a loved one, we say, indeed, we all belong to Allah, and to Allah is our final return. So, inshallah ta'ala, after Jumu'ah, we'll be having the janazah of Brother Ihsan Isaacs. And he leaves behind him a wife and two sons and a daughter. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a high place in Jannah al-Firdaus, forgive him for all his shortcomings, and put sabr into the hearts of his loved ones. And as I always like to take the opportunity, firstly for myself, that when there is the loss of a loved one or a friend or even somebody that we have even known in passing, it is a reminder for us. They have just gone ahead and we will be following behind. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, "Akthiru min hazim al-ladhat." Think a lot about the destroyer of pleasures. And hazimul ladhat is death. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ used to think about death at least 25 times a day. So the ibarah is for us, those who are left behind, the moral, the lesson, that we are also going to leave this world one day and we need to prepare for that final departure. Like Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, karram Allah wajha radiyallahu anhu, when he was asked, what is taqwa? Mat taqwa? He said, al-khawfu min al-jaleel, وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ وَالْرِضَى بِقَلِيلِ وَالْاِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ It's to fear the punishment of Allah, to implement the revelation of Allah, to be satisfied with a little bit, whatever portion Allah has put out for us in this world, and to prepare for the final day of departure. So let us take that admonishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death is sufficient as an admonisher. Our beloved Prophet said to Sayyidina Umar, وَكَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ وَاعِذًا يَا عُمَرْ Death suffices as a warner. Death suffices as an admonisher, O Umar. The ulama, they say, if two things don't cause us to change our lives, then nothing will. And that is the Holy Quran, studying it with pondering and reflection and understanding, and the reality of death. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to benefit from the moral of somebody leaving this world, that they've just gone ahead and we'll be following behind. We say ahlan wa sahlan to Sheikh Sa'adullah, and I think Sheikh Abdurrahman is also here, and the other ulama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and continue to use you for the benefit of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي وقال تعالى قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وقال تعالى ولا تقربوا الزنا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين, we started 2 weeks ago, and I hope to continue inshallah ta'ala with our discussion around social ills and how they are affecting us, and how bi-idhnillahi ta'ala we can rid ourselves of them. Again, keeping in mind that we all have to die, and none of us know when we are going to die. وَمَا تَدْرِ نَفْسُ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِ نَفْسُ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. Not a single soul knows what he's going to earn tomorrow, nor does a single soul know where or when, for that matter, it is going to die. So there's no time for procrastination. We have to deal with these social ills, and we have to deal with them now. And one of the biggest social ills, 2 weeks ago we spoke about intoxicants, drugs and alcohol. And yes, these substances are very addictive. In fact, we even made mention about gambling, which is an addiction without the use of a substance. And there are many other addictions. And one of these addictions that are destroying the moral fabric of our society, breaking up marriages, destroying families, is this evil, this obscene and vulgar and promiscuous evil of pornography. And it is everywhere. In the old days, I remember watching a lecture by the late Ahmad Didat, rahimahullah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and grant him a high place in Jannah. That if you entered South Africa with a pornographic magazine and you were caught, you could get 2 years in prison. That was then. Today, one doesn't need to go and purchase a magazine. It's everywhere. It's on the phone. It's on the television. It's on the computer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a word in the Holy Quran which I think sums up pornography and everything that it is associated with. And that is the word fahisha. In the first verse that I made mention of, which is in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands with justice and with excellence. In other words, Allah commands us to be just and commands us to strive for excellence, to only engage in those things that are going to be a benefit to us and a benefit to others. And also to spend on the near relatives. Remember, we are all related, but we have near relatives and distant relatives. The near relatives, mother and father and up, sons and daughters and down, and brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts. The ulama differ as to whether cousins are considered dhawil qurba, but that's another topic for another time. وَيَنْهَى. So he enjoins upon us to do justice, not to oppress, to strive, to do excellence, to give to our relatives. And he prohibits us from al-fahsha wal-munkar wal-baghi. He prohibits us from what? He prohibits us from fahsha. Anything to do with that which is obscene, that which is vulgar, that which is promiscuous. And munkar, any type of evil or corruption. Wal baghi, and transgression. The next verse is Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in verse number 33, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مِنْهَا إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that indeed my Lord has prohibited al-fawahish, all types of obscenity, all types of evil, all types of promiscuity, vulgarity, that which is apparent thereof and that which is hidden. In the next verse, which is Surah Al-An'am, verse number 151, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laying out the prohibitions, and of them, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Don't even come near to this vulgarity, to this obscenity, to this promiscuity. Don't even come near to it. Stay completely away from it. The next verse, Surah An-Nur. Actually, the one before that, Surah Al-Isra, verse number 32. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. And I'm going to speak about that. The connection between this type of fahisha that we are speaking about, pornography, and zina, and adultery, and fornication. They say that, and I'm speaking more about men than women, because 6 times more men view pornography than what women do. Inshallah, we can speak about the woman and their vices, perhaps on another day. I want to be specific today, especially for the men. I'm not excluding the woman, but especially for the men. More than 6 times men will view pornography than women. And they have said that a man that views pornography is 300% more likely to commit adultery than one who is not viewing pornography. Not saying it's the only cause of adultery and fornication. There are other. The adultery and fornication has been around for a very long time, before the computer or the internet was even invented. But this has increased it. And it has increased incest. And it has increased pedophilia. And it has increased child rape. And it has increased so many other evils in our society. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقَرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't come near to adultery and fornication. Stay away from all those things that can lead one to engaging in such an evil. And the last verse that I made mention of is that verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, with regards to this ill, with regards to this addiction, this disease, He gives us a very simple solution. And that is in Surah An-Nur, verse number 30, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the believing men, that they should lower their gazes and protect their private parts. Why not protect their private parts and then lower their gazes? Why? Because lowering the gaze will by default protect our private parts, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, from engaging in this fahisha, in this obscenity, in this promiscuity of adultery and fornication. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. This is purer for them. If we want our hearts to be pure, and remember, it is the eye that looks, but the heart that sees. I know in modern science they say it's the eye that looks, but the brain that sees. Maybe the brain is interpreting the image, but remember, the heart is the seat of the human conscience. The heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about pondering over the Quran, with what do we ponder over the Quran? Our brains? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder over the Qur'an, or are there locks on their hearts? Not are there locks on their brains? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, He says, وَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they don't comprehend. And modern science tells us that they've found more than 40,000 neurons in the heart. And that there's more neural traffic traveling from the heart to the brain than what there is from the brain to the heart. And that is why, and there are so many studies, why this evil of pornography causes people to go into states of deep and dark depression. Why? Because that which their eyes are looking at, their hearts are seeing, and their hearts are dying spiritually. And so many of the other psychological problems that go along with it. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in various ahadith, speaks about the danger of the nadhr, of the glance. He says, An-nadhru sihamun min sihami iblis. Masmumun faman ghadda basarahu arrafahu Allahu al-halawata, ay halawata al-iman fi qalbihi. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That a glance, and we're speaking about a glance even for the woman, you know, it's summertime now, and it seems, especially in this town, that many of our sisters become very poor in summertime. Maybe they can't afford enough material or long enough clothes to cover the awrah. So, pornography is maybe an extreme form of this type of glance or this type of looking. But it even deals with looking at the woman that is walking by. Because our beloved Prophet says, An-nadhiratu tatba'uha an-nadhira. One glance follows another glance. فَلَكَ الْأُولَى وَلَيْسَ لَكَ الثَّانِيَةَ. You have the first one but not the second. Meaning, you are not blameworthy for what you see, but you are blameworthy for what you have looked at. So we see something, immediately what must we do? Lower our gazes. Something pops up on the computer. The internet is full of these viruses and adverts. Although you can get an ad blocker, if I must tell you. There is an ad blocker. Go and Google it. You can download it and it'll block all these adverts. But if one sees something, one should immediately lower one's gaze and then one is not blameworthy. But it is when the person looks, after he sees, he then looks. Now it has become a sin. And going back to the first hadith, فَمَنْ غَضَّ بَصَرَهُ أَرَّثَهُ اللَّهُ الْحَلَاوَةَ فِي قَلْبِهِ. That a glance is an arrow of the arrows of shaitan. مَسْمُومٌ. It is poisonous. What happens? The first thing, when poison gets into your body, what happens? It spreads. It is a poisonous arrow of the arrows of shaitan. فَمَنْ غَدَّ بَصَرَهُ. So whoever lowers his gaze, Allah will give them the sweet taste of faith in their hearts. And the ulama, they say, to make sabr, to persevere in not looking, is much easier than persevering in the regret after you have looked. Jamaatul Muslimin, you can speak to any marriage counselor and you will find that I don't want to say most, you can go do your own research. Go and ask the marriage counselors. Go speak to Sheikh Abdul Mu'ti Sha'ban, Imam Moti Saban, Sheikh Abdul Mu'ti Sha'ban. Go speak to him at the MJC welfare office. And you can ask him how much pornography is associated with the breakup of marriages. I've looked at some studies, and these studies are coming mostly from the West. I'd like to share with you some of these statistics. The first statistic I'd like to share with you, and I just make mention of one pornographic website. One pornographic website. And there are, who knows, hundreds of thousands, millions? Allahu alam. Just one pornographic website in America. In 2017, that's last year, it had 28.5 billion visits to its website. That translates into 81 million daily visits. And the 3,732 of the petabyte data transferred in the last year is enough to fill the storage of every iPhone in the world. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Allah has prohibited al-fawahish, this type of indecency, this type of obscenity, not just that which is walking in the road, not just that which is out there in the open, and terrible things are happening out there in the open, but most of it is where? Is happening in secret, behind closed doors. Some under the duvet, hoping that the wife won't wake up. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they seek to hide from man, but they don't seek to hide from Allah. Who are we fooling? Who are we fooling? Allah يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows the corruption of the eye and that which hides in the hearts of mankind. I found some commentaries on this particular ayah where the ulama say this is referring to the man that is with the other brothers, and a very beautiful woman walks past and he pretends to lower his gaze. And as soon as he sees that his friends are not looking at him, he quickly takes a quick peek. النظرة تتبع النظرة. One glance follows another glance. فَلَكَ الْأُولَى وَلَيْسَ لَكَ الثَّانِيَةَ. The first one was forgiven. But he looked again. He looked again. And maybe when he got another opportunity, he made contact. And when he got another opportunity, he made a date. And when he got that opportunity, it went even further. وَلَا تَقَرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't come even near to adultery and fornication. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةَ وَسَاءَ السَّبِيلَ. They have found a direct relation between the viewing of pornography and divorce and infidelity. Pornographic use is correlated with an increase in fidelity, I mentioned it earlier, of more than 300%. 56% of divorces involved one party having an obsessive interest in pornography. Married men who are involved in pornography feel less satisfied with their spouses and less attached or attracted to her. Wives notice and are upset with the difference. Many wives begin to feel unattractive or sexually inadequate. Some of the other frightening statistics about this disease. In America alone, there are about 200,000 porn addicts. 40 million American people regularly visit these sites. 35% of all internet downloads are related to pornography. And South Africa is not far behind. South Africa is not far behind. I read an article by an African sister living in one of our big African townships. And she was writing that, and this is not, this evil doesn't know any color or any religion for that matter. This is affecting everybody. And that's why I always say, and to myself first, let us not think, let us not be fooled that because we are Muslimin, that we are safe from all these spiritual diseases and social ills. No, Jamaatul Muslimin, if we are not going to get our act together as a Muslim community, the way morality is digressing in this society, we are in for a big and frightening wake-up call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect our youth. We just think back 30, 40, 50 years and we see where are we now in terms of what is deemed to be bad or evil or unacceptable. Things that were considered abomination 50 years ago is fashionable today. Wa ma'ad Allah. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the statistics are frightening, Jamaatul Muslimin. And this particular sister, she was writing about how pornography is causing men in particular to have multiple partners. And this is one of the primary causes for the spread of HIV. And we know South Africa, when it comes to HIV/AIDS, we are the leaders. In terms of the numbers per capita, we are the leading nation in the world when it comes to HIV/AIDS. So what to do, Jamaatul Muslimin? What to do? Those who propagate these things, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about them? Because now we have WhatsApp. We have WhatsApp. People sending this filth around. And then we give our children cell phones. Please, I'm not trying to put a feather in my cap. But my children only got cell phones when they left high school. And people think I'm mad. My daughter is the only girl in her standard that doesn't have a cell phone. Jamaatul Muslimin, I'm speaking about our daughters in particular now. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La yadukhul al-jannata ad-dayyuth." The dayyuth will not enter paradise. Man ad-dayyuth ya Rasulullah? Who is the dayyuth? O Messenger of Allah, he says, "Man la ghirata lah." The person that does not protect the honor of his woman folk. I'm asking you today, many of you have got daughters, many of you got granddaughters. Would you allow your daughters or your granddaughters to speak to any Tom, Dick or Harry, Khamachi and Abdolchi on the street? No, you wouldn't. Well, you would be shocked. You would be terrified to know what the daughters of our community and the granddaughters of our community are engaging in over social media, where all this filth is being shared on the social media platform. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very strongly and emphatically in the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nur, verse number 19. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, those who like to spread immorality, obscenity, promiscuity amongst those who believe will have a painful torment in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah is all aware of what ye do. لا تدرك الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو لطيف الخبير. The eyes perceive him not, but he perceives all the eyes. وَهُوَ لَطِيفُ الْخَبِيرِ. And he is the all-subtle, the all-knowing, جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. Jamaatul Muslimin, it is not too late. It is not too late. As long as we are alive, the door of Tawbah is open. As long as we are breathing, as long as our souls have not reached our throats, we still have a chance. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, he says, "Inna Allah yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir." Allah accepts the repentance of his servant as long as his soul doesn't reach his throat. In other words, as long as he doesn't get into the sakarat, the throes of death, right? Because then it's too late. But before the sakarat, the doors of tawbah are open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that if we repent sincerely and we seek of His forgiveness sincerely, that He is even prepared to exchange all those bad deeds, whether in the open or whether in secret. He's prepared to exchange them for good deeds on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Just listen to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here I'm speaking from Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 70. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just before that, describing the attributes of the believers. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. Those that don't call on anybody in their du'as, they do not call on anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any other gods. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they don't take life unjustly. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And they don't commit adultery or fornication. وَمَا يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Whoever does that, they will receive a great punishment. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the punishment will be multiplied on the day of judgment. وَيَخْلُدُ فِيهِ مَهَانًا. Permanently being humiliated. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانُ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. Except for those who repent and have true faith and they work a righteous deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange their bad deeds for good ones. I was looking in the tafsir of Imam al-Baghawi, the author of Sharh al-Sunnah, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And he makes mention here of a particular tafsir from amongst the tabi'een. Because the one opinion is that if you make tawbah, then by default, if you make tawbah for that sin, what is tawbah al-nasuha? What is sincere repentance? Al-iqla' al-dhamb, to stop what we've been doing wrong. Nadam al-ta'ib, to regret having done it. Adam al-ruju' ilayhi, to make a sincere intention not to do it again. Those are the three conditions between us and Allah. And the fourth condition, if we have harmed somebody or taken something from somebody, to ask them for forgiveness and to return that object to its rightful owner. With that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive us for all sins. So by default, the one opinion, by default, if a person makes tawbah for these things, then Allah will exchange those bad things that they used to do by default of their tawbah, He will exchange it for good things in the dunya. But the other opinion is that no, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, even with يَمْحُ بِالنَّدَمِ, they say, قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَمْحُ بِالنَّدْمِ جَمِيعِ السَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ يُثْبِتُ مَكَانَ كُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ حَسَنًا. Allahu Akbar. That just through the regret of having committed those evil deeds on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, through that regret, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all those sins. And then He will establish in the place of every bad deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with a good one, with a good deed, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jamaat al-Muslimin, my time is up, and our social ills are getting worse. Dr. Abdul Aziz is here. I think he is there, he is over there. Sorry for mentioning you, but we know that Dr. Abdul Aziz was for 35 years the district surgeon in Wynberg. And without him mentioning to me any names or anything, he has shared with me over those years, not even talking about now, the amount of hidden social ills that exist within our community that we would never think could have any association with our community. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Kitab wa sunnah. The people of, as our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his final sermon, taraktu fikum amrain. We are the people that have been left these two things. La in tamassaktum bihima lan tadillu abada. If you hold onto them, you'll never go astray. So it's no use us sweeping these things under the carpet anymore. But instead, Jamaat al-Muslimin, I know I'm probably, you know, when I say probably, nuhsin al-dhan bil-jami'ah, probably everybody here, I'm preaching to the converted. Allahu a'lam mimma la na'lam. Kullu wahidin adra bi nafsi. Everybody knows themselves better than anybody else. That's between us and Allah. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden, we shouldn't expose. But when I'm speaking about our own personal, private sins that we might have committed, one shouldn't go and expose that. There's no confession in Islam. Just make tawbah for it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. So maybe I'm preaching to the converted. But many of you have children. Many of you have grandchildren. Many of you know people who are completely addicted to this evil. We have a duty to enjoin the good and forbid that evil. And with that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until and at such time as they change the condition of themselves. So let us change within. Let us enjoin the good. Let us forbid the evil. And let us make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Cape Town, South Africa, wherever they might be in this world. Protect us all from these social evils. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gift of the givers is asking for a setting up of a Jummah collection. And this is to do with the 7.5 earthquake that resulted in a tsunami that struck the Indonesian island of Sulawesi last week Friday. It was an earthquake which damaged many of the buildings. Then there was a tsunami. And then a few days later, there was a volcano as well. I know the last time I saw there was more than 1,400 or 1,600 people that had passed away. And this is Indonesia. The loss of any life, the loss of any life is something that we mourn over and we are sad for. When we're speaking about innocent life, and here we are speaking about innocent life of our brothers and sisters in Islam. So even more so, we should, to the best of our ability, contribute. They're asking for something to be set up here. This is the first time I'm seeing this letter. So it will not be today, but an announcement will be made, inshallah, perhaps next week, when we can have a collection for the people in Indonesia, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Inshallah, immediately after the salah, if we can bring the janazah forward, just if you can delay your sunnah salah, we will bring the janazah forward, make the salatul janazah, and then we can make sunnah salah after that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay. Please, there's a lot of people outside. If we can just move forward, just to make some space for the people to come in from outside. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي وقال تعالى قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وقال تعالى ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا وقال تعالى قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم وقال صلوات ربي والسلام عليه النظر سهام من سهام إبليس مسموم فمن غض بصره أورثه الله تعالى الحلاوة أي حلاوة الإيمان في قلبه وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم النظرة تتبعها النظرة فلك الأولى وليس لك الثانية فإن هذه الأفلام الإباحية القذرة يا أخوة الأفاضل لقد أشاءت هذه الفاحشة في مجتمعنا فعلينا أن نأمر بالمعروف وأن ننهى عن المنكر وبذلك نجد أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يحفظنا ويحفظ شبابنا وشباب المسلمين أجمعين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة